BCY America presents Crosstalk, a nationwide call-in program discussing issues that have an effect on our families, our communities, our churches, our nation, and our world. Crosstalk, an opportunity for you to voice your concerns for biblical principles. And now live by satellite and around the world on the internet at bcyamerica.org. Here is today's Crosstalk.
We thank you for joining us in Crosstalk today. And folks, as I start this program today, I'm rather outraged. We live in a time when every man is doing that which is right in his own eyes, and lawlessness abounds. I mean, we are seeing major metropolitan cities collapse due to their lack of enforcing the law. I mean, the way, folks, it all happened in these summers of rioting that took place and the burnings, so-called mostly peaceful protest. And then the anti-police movement taking place. Defund the police. And the lack of respect for law in our cities and communities and states across this nation. Retail stores are leaving these areas in droves. And friends, it's going to get worse. To many, the rule of law means nothing anymore. The Constitution, well, it changes with whatever we want it to say. We twist it, we turn it to make it come out to support our ideals rather than the original intent that our founders so wisely put into place. And what brings me such outrage at the very moment, just a short time ago, as we became aware of Planned Parenthood of Wisconsin announcing that they will resume abortions. Now, we're going to get to our guest and topic in just a moment, but there is a tie-in to all of this. Wisconsin's largest, I'm looking at an article from Milwaukee Journal Sentinel that they posted on jsonline.com. Wisconsin's largest provider of abortions announced today that it is resuming services in the state after a Dane County judge signaled in July that she did not believe the state's abortion law actually bans consensual procedures like those performed at Planned Parenthood. Consensual? Where's the signature from that preborn baby saying, "I give you the right to take my life"? The move comes after abortions have been unavailable in Wisconsin for more than a year after the U.S. Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. The U.S. Supreme Court ruling in Dobbs v. Jackson Women's Health Organization put back into effect our 1849 law that protected innocent, preborn life, ladies and gentlemen. But a judge in Dane County interpreted the law differently, ruling that the law in question does not actually ban consensual abortions. With patients and community as our central priority and driving force, Tanya Atkinson, president and CEO of Planned Parenthood of Wisconsin, said, "We are eager to resume abortion services and provide this essential care to people in our state. With a recent confirmation from the court that there is not an enforceable abortion ban in Wisconsin, our staff can now provide the full scope of sexual and reproductive health care to anyone in Wisconsin who needs it, no matter what. Abortions are to resume in Milwaukee and Madison, Wisconsin, this coming Monday." Folks, they plan to take babies to their death this coming Monday. It's outrageous. Oh, yes, you have one renegade federal judge, and now, because elections do have consequences, the people of Wisconsin put on the bench one who touted her reproductive freedom positions before she was elected as the next Supreme Court justice. Folks, where is the rule of law? Where is the statute that has been on our books all these years, suspended by Roe v. Wade, according to the courts? And now, here again, as it's going through the court process, whether or not our 1849 law is constitutional or not, or what does it mean, what does it not mean, etc., we're not going to wait for that, folks. No. Instead, Planned Parenthood announces that this coming Monday, they're going to start killing babies. It is outrageous. And I'm spending some time on this for just a moment here because there are multiple listeners all throughout the state of Wisconsin, multiple stations that are picking up Crosstalk right now. And folks, you ought to be outraged about this as well. I'm going to provide you a phone number for the Wisconsin Attorney General, Josh Call. I know he's in the pocket of Planned Parenthood, as is the governor, Tony Evers. But this is absolutely outrageous, what is taking place. The lawlessness and the announcement that this coming Monday, they're going to start killing babies once again. If you'd like to reach out to the Wisconsin Attorney General, Josh Call, You may do so. His number is 608-266-1221. 608-266-1221. He needs to know that as Attorney General, he is to uphold the law in the state of Wisconsin. And right now, the law on the books is saying that, the killing of the preborn child is against the law in the state of Wisconsin, and he best uphold it. What an outrage. As Planned Parenthood flaunts about, struts about like a rooster, as a wild turkey, whatever, saying we are going to flout the law, we are going to go forward, because this is what a federal judge has decided. It is outrageous. If you want to reach out to the Attorney General in Wisconsin, Josh, call 608-266-1221. He needs to put a stop to this right now. And ladies and gentlemen, that ties right into our main topic today, because lawlessness is not only abounding with actions like this from Planned Parenthood, it is also abounding in New Mexico. As the New Mexico governor, in an attack upon the New Mexico Constitution and an attack on the United States Constitution, is made a very unconstitutional executive order suspending the Second Amendment. Just days ago, the Democratic New Mexico governor, Michelle Lujan Grisham, used the guise of a public health emergency to ban the right to carry firearms for most citizens within the city of Albuquerque. The ban, well, a 30-day period. Isn't that what we heard with COVID? Just a temporary shutdown. A ban for a 30-day period, though the governor is considering making it longer. Yesterday, Gun Owners of America secured a temporary restraining order against the New Mexico governor's ban on concealed carry. Addressing that issue with us today, we have Mike Hammond, Legislative Counsel for Gun Owners of America. Mike, thank you for joining us.
Well, I hate to bring good news, but there are a number of good things. The first thing is that Governor Grisham's attempt to rewrite the Constitution has just been thrown out on the street. It's been thrown out by a Biden-appointed judge. The Biden-appointed judge issued a temporary restraining order, issued a temporary restraining order against Grisham's efforts to overturn the Constitution. The second good piece of news is within the last hour, it turns out that Joe Biden's son Hunter has been indicted on gun charges. So Joe Biden will be considerably less enthusiastic about aggressive gun control that targets innocent people now that his son is involved.
Yeah. Well, Mike, it's even the audacity that the governor of New Mexico is declaring a so-called public health emergency to put a ban on the Second Amendment. I mean, it really is outrageous that she would go this far.
And New Mexico law, basically, and the New Mexico Constitution, as a matter of fact, guarantees open carry and guarantees concealed carry to the residents of New Mexico. So not only has Governor Grisham basically overturned or thought she had overturned the U.S. Constitution, she's overturned the Constitution and laws of New Mexico as well. And the courts have said, and as I said, a liberal Biden-appointed judge, David Urias, has said that won't carry water.
Yeah.
That the judge's action is unlawful, unconstitutional, and that it's going to be suspended.
Mike, do you think this is like a test run? I mean, there have been those who have been pressuring President Biden to do something like this. Is this kind of a test run, that if we let this kind of be swept under the rug, that it would only ignite like a wildfire?
Biden has been doing the same thing all along. I mean, he just issued an executive order saying that language which I drafted as part of McClure-Volkmer is invalid, and that anyone who sells a single firearm to an individual is in danger of being regarded as being in the business, and therefore is going to be in danger of dealing without a license.
You know, the governor, though, thinks she has the right to do this. And
well, the governor said it specifically. She said, oh, no constitutional right is basically infinite. And the governor was stupid enough to say specifically that this was a constitutional right that she was of her own initiative overturning it, and that she thought that she was above the law.
Yeah, I'm going to play a clip and have you comment. This is the governor.
Okay.
She was on with CNN and made the argument it's going to make us all safer. Here's a clip.
And if not this bold action, making sure that you're safe going to the grocery store, you're safe going to a baseball game, you're safe walking on a hiking trail, there are individuals, including young people, where it's illegal today to have a handgun, openly carrying handguns. My question to law enforcement is, where are you? Where are you in that young 11-year-old, Froylan Villegas? Yeah. 17 rounds were fired into that gun. 35,000 rounds are fired at least annually in Albuquerque alone. You are not safe going to work, getting your prescription drugs, or going to a public park. And it wasn't just about a cooling off period. It's about making sure that everyone is safer while we do bolder work to get at both the drug epidemic and the gun violence epidemic.
Look,
and it's not for police to tell me what's constitutional or not. They haven't supported not one gun violence effort in the state of New Mexico,
so, Governor,
including domestic violence protections, universal background checks. And I know you want to ask me a question, so I'll take a breath. But these are NRA talking points about their rights and not about anybody else's. And it's not a ban. It's a temporary pause so that we can make this community safer.
It's not a ban, Mike. It's a temporary pause.
Well, yes. I wonder, given Governor Grisham's own inclinations, how long that, quote, temporary pause was going to last. I mean, this woman's a liar. She's a ditz. She thinks that she is placing herself above the law. And incidentally, if the laws of New Mexico aren't keeping guns out of the hands of children, the question is exactly what are the laws going to do? I mean, the people, it's up to the people of New Mexico in order to keep and bear arms in order to protect themselves and their families. That's the way it's always been in America.
Mike Hammond with us here today on Crosstalk. We're going to take a quick 60-second break, one-minute break here, and we're going to come back. We'll discuss this further. We'll also talk about that temporary restraining order and other issues pertaining to this matter. But, folks, the Second Amendment is being attacked by the New Mexico governor. More information after the break. You're listening to Crosstalk on VCY America.
Back to Genesis with Dr. John Morris, scientist and creation researcher with the Institute for Creation Research. Dr. Morris, have you ever seen drawings of dinosaur-like creatures on rock walls left by the Indians?
Yes, Chris, I have seen them, and they are amazing. People from every continent have drawn pictures and fashioned art objects after the likeness of dinosaurs. These predate our modern discovery of dinosaur fossils, proof that man and dinosaur lived together. Evolutionists, of course, dismiss these as fanciful dream tales. They believe that the amazing dinosaurs with all their internal complexity and the DNA code could evolve by chance random processes. Maybe it's easier to think that wind and water erosion produced these dinosaur pictographs on the rocks. I'm being fanciful, of course, but at least the Back to Genesis viewpoint is consistent within itself.
If you'd like to go back to Genesis, you can find us on the web at www.icr.org. For the Institute for Creation Research, I'm Chris O'Brien. Thanks for tuning in.
listeners in Albuquerque that are with us here today. It's your governor and several other locations around New Mexico tuning in. Your governor that is attacking the Second Amendment of your Constitution in New Mexico, as well as the Constitution of the United States of America. Mike Hammond is with us, Legislative Counsel for Gun Owners of America. Mike, she says she's doing this for the sake of the people.
Yeah, well, so did Hitler. I mean, every evil act in the history of the world has been done, supposedly, on behalf of the welfare of the people.
Yeah.
And she's no different from those evildoers who in the past have taken the laws unto themselves in order to do what they want.
Well, she's being praised by Elizabeth Warren. Here's that clip.
Keep in mind, for example, in the District of Columbia a few years back, D.C. said, we just want to basically ban carrying guns. And good for D.C. They said it was going to bring down gun violence, and they were right. And then an extremist United States Supreme Court said, nope, we're not going to let you do it.
My. An extremist United States Supreme Court who adheres to the Second Amendment of the U.S. Constitution.
Yeah, the interesting thing is I remember back in the 60s when the district was relatively calm place. It had, I don't know, maybe 100 shootings a year. Lo and behold, the Gun Control Act of 1968 was passed, and what do you think that produced? 500 murders a year. So gun control, in effect, in the District of Columbia, quintupled the number of homicides per year. The only place in the country that I've ever actually had someone hold a gun to my head was in the District of Columbia. It was a reasonably good neighborhood. I was walking down the street. This gang of youths, one of them held a gun to my head and said, don't move. The first thing I did is I took off screaming at the top of my lungs. But it was a time in which the district banned all possession of handguns, and this kid certainly didn't lawfully have a handgun, but the thing about D.C. law was he knew I didn't have a gun either.
Yeah, yeah. Going back to that CNN interview with Governor Grisham, even the CNN anchor there, Poppy Harlow, challenged her regarding the legality of her move. Let's listen to this clip.
It's
but we also have, Governor, the Constitution of New Mexico and the Constitution of the United States, and you're an attorney. Do you think you're on solid constitutional ground here?
Well, we're going to see. I mean, look, I wouldn't do it if I didn't think I had the right. I have the right.
Where is the right? Where is the
in
right?
In the state of New Mexico, public health, it's a suspension. It's not a ban. And we'll see what all of these court actions do. And I did say publicly, Poppy, look, I got a Supreme Court that says my personal bodily autonomy can be restricted. And yet NRA and other issues, the Second Amendment keeps getting broadened. So the Bruin case in New York, that deals with concealed carry, and cases in Texas that say you can
Governor,
be
what
a,
I'm talking
a drug.
About. You bring up the Bruin case, the Supreme Court last year. Let me just ask you this, because the Supreme Court last year totally changed what we're allowed to do, what you're allowed to do. And they said, unless you can base it in the history and tradition, you don't have grounds to do something like this. The New Mexico Constitution, I looked last night, Article 2, Section 6 says this, quote, no law shall abridge the right of citizens to keep and bear arms for security and defense. No municipality or county shall regulate in any way any incident of the right to keep and bear arms. Are you not in violation of both the U.S. Constitution and your state's constitution?
I don't believe that we are. And if that narrow reading of the Constitution, which has been tested in the state, we wouldn't have universal background checks. We wouldn't have a waiting period. We wouldn't have a red flag law. We wouldn't have prohibitions for straw purchases. None of those would have been deemed constitutional. And today, all of them are.
They were before the Supreme Court
ruled right discussions. Fair, but they haven't been tested again.
Okay.
Okay, Mike, yours.
Well, we'll see. We'll see under the Supreme Court's most recent interpretation in Bruin whether or not any of these laws, particularly red flag laws, in which police can, based on ex parte order, break into your house in the middle of the night and search your house and seize your guns, and if you resist, as one subject victim of a red flag order found out, shoot you in the head, summarily execute you. So we will see whether these crazy laws are going to withstand constitutional jurisdiction under Bruin.
Yeah. Mike, what's interesting to see is the other leaders within the state. I mean, the Attorney General of New Mexico, Raul Torres, wrote a letter saying, hey, my office, we're not going to defend your administration in lawsuits filed on this. They took a constitutional stand on this.
No one is, and no one in New Mexico is. None of the law enforcement are willing to stand with Grisham's crazy, unconstitutional position.
I have one last audio clip I'd like to play, and this is a county sheriff, John Allen, who rebuked this measure and said, I'm not going to enforce it. Here's how that went, a statement from him.
I hold my standards high, and I do not or never will hedge on what is right. And I take my oath seriously. In reference to concealed carry and open carry, the Bernalillo County Sheriff's Office will not enforce this segment of the order. While I understand the urgency, the temporary ban challenges the foundations of our Constitution, but most importantly, it is unconstitutional. My oath was to protect the Constitution, and that is what I will do. The governor made it clear in her press conference. She knew we as law enforcement did not agree with the order, and as a result, this was solely her decision. Other than this ban being unconstitutional, here are other reasons why I will not enforce the order. One, what many forget, is I have enough violence here in Bernalillo County. I do not want to have political violence towards my deputies or here in Bernalillo County. My job is to keep the peace and to make sure that the citizens of Bernalillo County are safe, and I do not believe that this order will help me do so. I'm a law enforcement professional. This order will not do anything to curb gun violence other than punish law-abiding citizens from their constitutional right to self-defense. Let me give you a personal story. Last week, as I'm sitting here as the sitting sheriff, I get a phone call that my brother also was a victim of gun violence last week that many of you do not know. While he and my nephew were sitting in their car, they were shot at and their vehicle was impacted by numerous rounds. How can I, as a sheriff, tell him to put his firearms away and not be able to protect himself? I have a fact for you. Criminals do not follow the law or a public health order. Never seen it, we will never see criminals follow the law. Once again, this only punishes law-abiding citizens.
Mike, your response.
If gun control was successful in promoting safety, South Chicago would be the safest place in the country.
Yeah.
See, everywhere where gun control has been tried, it has become a shooting gallery. Everywhere, on the other hand, where constitutional carry has been implemented, these states, these 27 states now, have become relatively safe. Every gun control organization in the country have said, oh yes, if you allow people access to guns, if you allow them their privilege that they enjoy as American citizens, it will become the Wild West. They've said that with respect to 27 different states, which one by one have enacted constitutional carry, guaranteeing the right of people to carry firearms without the government's permission. It's never, ever happened. To the contrary, places which have gun control, New York City, Los Angeles, San Francisco, Baltimore, places that have gun control have become shooting galleries, places where people are given the right to protect themselves have become relatively safe areas.
Mike, some will argue, though, that the whole nation needs to have this kind of gun control where nobody has one, and they'll point to other nations and say, here is a nation that has done it. Has any nation done it successfully?
Well, you know, the Norway for a long time had been held up as the example of some place that has gun control and is safe. Well, it turns out that the largest school shooting in the history of the world occurred in Norway. The perpetrator was given, I think, 23 years in prison for killing a large number of his colleagues. So the places in Europe in particular, which have been held up as paradigms by the gun control movement in America, have been far from paradigms. Heaven knows that there were dozens and dozens of people sitting beside the soccer stadium in Paris as the terrorists, went down one by one, killing people, and just wished they had a gun.
Mike Hammond with us here today. Mike, we know that there are lawmakers that are actually looking at impeaching the New Mexico governor over her suspension of gun rights over the Constitution itself.
Yeah.
So you, gun owners have filed a restraining order. Where do things go from here?
From here, they go from a temporary restraining order to a temporary injunction to a permanent injunction. It'll go step by step through the process as the orders prohibiting the governor from implementing her crazy ideas become more and more permanent.
Yeah. Mike, also, and we're just half a minute before the break, but would like to get this in as well, and I know you have more comments after the break, but you mentioned Hunter Biden just within the last hour or so has been indicted. What can you tell us on that?
Basically, he has been indicted for having a firearm while he was, quote, a prohibited person, close quote, a drug addict, and lying about it on his form 4473. It'll be interesting to see whether these people who are pushing so hard to try Trump before the primaries will push equally hard to try Biden before the primaries.
We will be back in 1 minute. Mike Hammond with us from Gun Owners of America. Back here in just a minute, this is Crosstalk coming your way from VCY America. And the phone number for the governor coming up shortly.
Muslims continually claim that Islam is a loving and peaceful religion. They also insist that violence is committed by only a few radicals who misunderstand the teaching of Muhammad, which are found in the Quran and in the Hadith. But is this true? The Violent Truth About Islam is a 24-page booklet that examines such claims, along with dozens of passages from the Quran and statements from the Hadith and Muslim scholars. What is the cause of violence and terror in Islam? This booklet will leave no doubt about Islam's long history of intolerance and bloodshed arising from the very words in the Quran and from the example of Muhammad's life and teachings. One copy of this booklet is available for a donation of $2, 5 copies for $9, or 10 copies for a donation of $12. Call 1-800-729-9829.
It is really outrageous, this disrespect for the rule of law and our Constitution. And folks, we've got Constitution Day coming up this coming Sunday, the 17th. It is amazing to see the lengths to which some are going. I mean, we see this being flaunted by, as I mentioned at the outset of the program, Planned Parenthood of Wisconsin, that's going to begin slaughtering innocent babies beginning this coming Monday in the state. It's up to the attorney general, the top cop in the state of Wisconsin, to say, not on my watch. We're going to follow the rule of law. We also have the situation now in New Mexico where the governor just has this whim to have a declare a public health emergency and try to suspend the Constitution. I mean, I think that's called martial law, saying, no, I'm just going to put it on pause for 30 days. Wink, wink. Folks, if you'd like to contact the governor's office of New Mexico, there are those within her own party standing up to her. What do the people, those of you in New Mexico, have you reached out to your governor's office? The number is 505-476-2200, 505-476-2200 to Governor Grisham's office. Toll free, you can reach her office at 1-833-520-0020. That's 1-833-520-0020 for the New Mexico Governor, Michelle Lujan Grisham. Mike Hammond is with us here today. And Mike, if you were making that phone call to the governor's office, what would you be saying right now?
I would say that the Constitution of the state of New Mexico guarantees both open carry and concealed carry. For you, Governor, to place yourself above the law and above the Constitution places you in the company of some of the most malevolent malefactors in the history of the world.
The Attorney General of New Mexico, he is a Democrat, Raul Torres. He's asking the governor to rescind her executive order, saying, I'm not going to defend this. I believe it to be unconstitutional. Do you believe that she will actually rescind it, saying, hey, I'm sorry, I went too far?
No. Now that we have an order forcing her to rescind it, I think she's not going to back down.
Yeah.
I think that she believed that an attack on the Second Amendment was her platform to political prominence on the national stage. I think that she was very, very much mistaken, and I think she now realizes it.
Friends, our phone number to Crosstalk today is 800-733-9829. That's 800-733-9829. I'd like to get your reaction to this, your brief comments or your question for Mike Hammond today, 800-733-9829. I found it interesting. The Babylon Bee that writes satire, of course, had a headline today that said this: New Mexico governor suspends First Amendment to silence criticism over suspending Second Amendment. And that really is the case. I mean, she's trying to, you know, pull the stops out here and really usurp the Constitution.
Yeah, well, once you decide that you're not bound by the Constitution, I mean, where is the stop sign?
Exactly. There is no stop sign, but they put the gas pedal down to the floor. And, you know, that's what's happening, for instance, here in the state of Wisconsin on that abortion issue. This is what's going on in numerous states where you've got the rogue district attorneys put in there by Soros money that is not enforcing, upholding the law, and our cities are crumbling as a result.
Well, the good news is that ultimately the Supreme Court is the arbiter even of a state interpretation using a provision of federal law.
Let's begin in Tucson, Arizona. We have Greg calling. Greg, you're on the air.
Hi, Greg.
Thank you very much. It wouldn't surprise me Jim, if you have featured Matt Truella from Wisconsin in his book about, called The Interposition of the Lesser Magistrate, mm-hmm. where people lower in the rank in the government resist people like the governor. You probably know about, I know you write for Wisconsin Christian News, and so does he. And I've ordered some of those books, and I'm going to be handing them out to my pastors and other people. Would you comment on that, how I assume you're probably aware of Matt Truella.
Yeah, he's been interviewed on that book shortly after it came out. Thank you, Greg. This whole aspect, and I applaud the sheriff here, Mike. Thank you, Greg, for the call. I applaud the sheriff who's standing up and saying, no, this is not constitutional. I am not going to enforce this executive order that violates my oath of office. That is the role that he as a lesser magistrate has taken here. He's taking the right position on this, Mike.
Virtually every law enforcement official in New Mexico has said, we're not going to enforce this. Ultimately, the governor has said, well, if law enforcement won't enforce it, I'll call out the militia. So it'll be interesting to see whether she succeeds in that. But there is, to my knowledge, no law enforcement official, Democrat or Republican, in the state of New Mexico who says this is a good thing.
Let's go to Katie from Edgewood, New Mexico, calling in. Katie, you're on the air.
Hey, thank you for taking my call. I just wanted to, you called her a liar and a fraud, and I just want to thank you so much for having a public platform for something we, many of us in the states, have known for a very, very long time.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you so much, Katie.
Thank you for your comment there from a citizen, resident of New Mexico. Ringgold, Georgia. Doug, you're on the air.
Yeah. Concealed carry. Kennesaw, Georgia. It used to be a requirement that every citizen carried one 10-year period, only one murder.
Yep. Yeah, Kennesaw has become the banner for the proposition that gun control basically leads to murders, gun rights lead to safety.
Yeah. NRA says that 2 million people draw their weapons each year without firing a shot.
Yes. And not only did NRA say, the FBI has similar statistics that 1.5 to 2 million people draw their weapons in self-defense without firing a shot.
Yeah. Thank you, Doug.
Some people do not need to carry. I'll be the first to say that, but don't refuse me.
But the people who basically don't need to carry are probably the people who will carry notwithstanding the law.
Thank you, Doug, for your call here today. Our number to Crosstalk, 800-733-9829. Grafton, West Virginia, we have Randy calling. Randy, you're on the air.
Hi, Randy.
Yes, I'd like to make the statement that one of the things with this gun control is they're trying to exert more and more control over everybody. And if they can be successful in controlling our guns, and if there's an increase in crime, then when the Antichrist is revealed, there, people will be more willing to accept his stringent control over their lives because they want protections from all the criminals. Because if you look at Hitler's reign, when he came to power, they banned the guns. He was able to take over. Same thing with the communists in Russia and everywhere else.
That was one of the first things that Hitler passed as when he came to power, prohibition on the private use of firearms. And incidentally, I've recently traveled to Poland, and the interesting thing is that the center of Warsaw is still, to this day, almost in many respects, a war zone. And the reason it is because during the Jewish uprising, The Jews didn't have guns. The Nazis did have guns, and they annihilated those people who were unarmed.
Randy, thanks for your input today. We're going next to Joanne in Greendale, Wisconsin. You're on the air.
Hello. I just wanted to let you know I called Josh Call,
great,
the Attorney General, and told him I'm pro-life and against abortion and Planned Parenthood. And I also called the New Mexico governor and told her I'm a 71-year-old woman and I have concealed carry and I carry.
Thank you.
Well, thank you for your call here, Joanne. Our number to Crosstalk, 800-733-9829. Let's go to Chuck in Albuquerque, New Mexico. You're on the air, Chuck.
Hi, Chuck. Thank you so much, gentlemen, both of you, for this excellent expose of what's playing out here in our state. I'd like to just make a point about something that, to my complete astonishment, not a single politician or representative for our state, those opposed to this dictate, have mentioned, and that is that on one hand, Governor Lou Grisham is making this huge point about how we've got to do something to stop these rogue guns that just magically go out and commandeer people into killing other people. She has spent over $4 million inviting people from other states along the interstate in Texas to come to New Mexico because she has made us the abortion state of the country, killing innocent unborn babies while she talks about how terrible it is that guns have been used to kill children.
Yeah.
And this is astonishing to me that none of the politicians or local representatives or policemen have mentioned this. That is a huge, huge thing.
Yes.
And literally, she's in concert with Planned Parenthood in putting up billboards all through the interstate system in Texas, waving people in to come and perform abortions here, even using a hotline here promoting satanic resources, the Satanic Temple, for women that want to have help with aborting their child.
Yeah, and Governor, if you want to stop the violence, then stop killing the babies in the womb. Thank you for raising that, Chuck.
Thank you, Chuck. Mm-hmm.
And excellent point. I mean, stop the violence. But, Mike, when you
but
open
violence,
your...
violence provokes violence. When you have violence against the unborn, you shouldn't be surprised that human life is taken at a grain of salt.
Yeah. Friends, we're just seconds from the break, so let's take the break, and we'll come back with more of your phone calls here on Crosstalk, 800-733-9829. Good to hear from you in New Mexico in particular. Let me just mention this. The governor's office, Governor Grisham's office number in New Mexico, 505-476-2200. That's 505-476-2200. She really needs to hear from not only people from the state of New Mexico, but really this is an attack upon the U.S. Constitution as well. And if she gets her way, folks, you watch what's going to happen in places like Portland and Minneapolis and New York City and Chicago and your hometown as well. Back in a minute, you're listening to Crosstalk.
For the Worldview Report, I'm Brandon House. Our website is worldviewreport.com. This week, America remembered the 22nd anniversary of the tragedy of 9/11/2001, where nearly 3,000 Americans lost their lives. So what has happened in America since that day? Islam has gained a bigger footprint in America. Islam, which we were told was responsible for the terrorist attack with these Saudi hijackers, they have more religious liberty in America now, and liberties, period, than the average Christian conservative constitutionalist and patriot. In fact, our own government under the Department of Homeland Security has labeled those who are opposed to government restrictions related to COVID as potential domestic terrorists. The narrative has indeed been flipped. Islam is wide open to take over, and Christians, they're to lose their liberty and freedoms and be classified as domestic terrorists. Who would have ever thought it?
Mike Hammond with us today from Gun Owners of America. Mike, your website, gunowners.org, correct?
Yes.
Gunowners.org. You can get more information there. Lines are packed. We're going right back to them. Holding the longest is Priscilla in Soldiers Grove. Priscilla, you're on the air.
Hi, Priscilla.
Yes. Hi. I was wondering, do any of these politicians who scream gun control or stop the guns or take the guns, do they ever suspend their Secret Services guns that protect them?
No. They never disarm those people who protect them. As a matter of fact, they spend more and more money on armed protection for themselves. And you'll notice how Nancy Pelosi screamed and whined
she wasn't sufficiently
protected.
So it's rules for thee, but not me.
Right. You're exactly right. Thank you, Priscilla.
Thank you.
We've got Bob next. Hi, Bob.
Hi, Bob.
Hello. Good afternoon. Thank you for taking my call. I'll just put my question and listen off the air. I understand that I don't know about the federal constitution, but I think it also is a state constitution that judges hold their offices during periods of good behavior.
Yes.
My question is there a way to get these judges kicked off for bad behavior? And if so, who makes that determination?
By and large, they can be impeached. Good. When the Constitution says good behavior, it means that the judges can be impeached. I think that the better alternative would be to appoint good judges. I was one of the people who participated in fighting to keep Merrick Garland from being put on the Supreme Court. In his place, Gorsuch, Kavanaugh, and Amy Coney Barrett were put on the Supreme Court. And because we blocked Merrick Garland, and he's turned out to be virulently anti-gun, because we blocked Merrick Garland, we now have a pro-gun Supreme Court.
Yeah, and very much anti-constitution as well. Kevin, in Saxon, you're on the air.
Hey, Jim. Great show as usual. You know, I just wanted to holler out at the people in New Mexico and let them know that instead of just calling the governor, that they ought to call that sheriff and thank that sheriff, because sheriffs have got a lot more power than I think what the citizens realize in America. And I just think people should be reaching out to him to say thank you, and thank you to all of their sheriffs down there for making that stand. All right, have a good day.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for your comment.
Appreciate it. Let's go next to Leo calling from La Crosse. You're on the air, Leo.
Hi, Leo.
Yes, I just wanted to say I've got a bumper sticker that says it takes a special kind of stupid to think criminals are going to obey gun laws. So what you think you're going to do? Thank you.
Absolutely right.
And that's really the point that the sheriff was making. That's the point he was making. He said, news alert here, bad guys, the criminals are not going to obey the law. I mean, if the governor puts in an executive order, the criminals are not going to obey that. You got just law-abiding citizens that are going to abide.
Yeah, that's why they're criminals. Because they don't obey the law.
Let's go next to Ann in West Dallas, Wisconsin. Ann, you're on the air.
Hi, Ann.
Hi. Thank you, Jim. I'm very dismayed that this one judge in Dane County can rule that abortion comes back to Wisconsin because she can't find the word abortion in the law. But I want to say this is a call to action for all the Wisconsinites to be back in the battle again, and especially at the Planned Parenthood abortion site on Water Street. And to obey Proverbs 31:8-9, which says, open your mouth, for the speechless in the cause of all who are appointed to die. Open your mouth, judge righteously, plead the cause of the poor and the needy.
Thank you, Ann.
Well, she won't be the be-all and end-all. Ultimately, the Supreme Court will decide whether her actions are constitutional or not constitutional.
Merla's calling.
I wouldn't say that the battle is lost at this point. As a matter of fact, we're right in the middle of the battle.
Okay, and Anna was talking about another battle, dealing with the abortion battle here in Wisconsin.
I was talking about that, too.
Right. Merle in Tennessee, you're on the air.
Yeah, Jim. If this pause was allowed to stand in New Mexico as a health issue, that would bring the WHO into play as the Second Amendment becoming a health issue.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm wondering if this thing wasn't a test run.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not only a test run, but for decades now, the WHO and other health organizations have been trying to become active on abortion, and certainly a lot of the UN agencies have become very active. So it's. We're well into that battle.
Thank you, Merle. Let's get one last call in from Fairhope, Alabama. Caller, go ahead. You're on the air.
Hi, yes. I'm so glad this sheriff's standing up for what's right, but wouldn't the right thing be for this sheriff to arrest this governor for doing illegal activity? You know?
Well, I mean, the interesting thing is if in fact, this court takes this temporary restraining order and replaces it with a permanent injunction, we may ultimately reach that point.
Yeah. Thank you for the call here today from Fairhope. And others of you as well, no doubt our line's been very packed here this afternoon. You can certainly reach out to the governor's office with your feedback regarding the action she took. She believes that she has the constitutional authority or at least the ability to challenge the Constitution. You can reach out to the governor's office in New Mexico, 505-476-2200. Again, for those of you in the state of Wisconsin in particular, reach out to the Attorney General Josh Call regarding Planned Parenthood's action to start killing unborn children, preborn children, starting this Monday. You can reach out to his office, 608-266-1221. A final comment from you, Mike, on this issue here with New Mexico.
Ultimately, I think there is good news. We have a Supreme Court which is, I think, going to bring Wisconsin into line. We have Hunter Biden, who is giving a lot of pause to his father as to whether gun control is great. And we have Grisham, who is being attacked by virtually everyone.
Mike, thank you for being with us today. Gunowners.org, but thank you for your efforts to support the Constitution.
Thank you.
And friends, again, their website, gunowners.org. Yes, lawlessness abounds, ladies and gentlemen. We need to not be blinded to what is taking place, but the importance for us in such a time as this, to be salt and to be light. God bless you. Thanks for joining us today on Crosstalk.
You've been listening to Crosstalk via satellite and the internet from VCY America. Views expressed may or may not be those of this station. For a CD of today's program, send a donation of $6 or more to VCY Tape Ministry, 3434 West Kilbourne Avenue, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, 53208, or download by RSS or podcast from crosstalkamerica.com. And join us again for Crosstalk.